This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's State Fair Week, and we'll be taking a look at some of the exciting things happening at Conservation World this week. We'll also be taking a more in-depth look at some of our local fishing at local fishing hotspots throughout the WSMI listing area. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors program. As we mentioned, it is indeed State Fair Week, and Conservation World is going strong over there. Fishing, wildlife shows, dog shows, free entertainment, and Smokey Bear are only a few of the highlights at Conservation World during the Illinois State Fair. The fair opened Friday and continues through August 17th. Conservation World offers a full slate of free family-oriented activities, including interactive displays, informative exhibits, seminars, and entertainment, which affords fairgoers an intimate look at the state's diverse natural resources, their conservation programs, and also the outdoor recreational opportunities. This year, Conservation World will offer a number of special attractions, along with daily shows by world champion whipcracker Chris Camp. Conservation World is a 30-acre park located on the northwest corner of the state fairgrounds in Springfield, and will be open from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. each weekday of the fair. Its weekend hours are 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. It's accessible through the pedestrian gate just north of the Junior Livestock Center and via State Fair tram stop near Gate 7. Now, IDNR Director Mark Miller says free activities and entertainment for youth and families are a tradition at Conservation World, and he wants Illinoisans of all ages to visit and make memories at the State Fair this year. He says State Fair visitors will have great ways for youth to spend time outdoors and enjoy outdoor recreation, all which are part of the governor's initiative of the Leave No Child Inside in Illinois. As in the past, the traditional free activities for the youths at Conservation World include kids' fishing clinics at the pond inside Conservation World Gate. Here, all bait and tackle are provided. Archery and BB gun practice ranges for youths are hosted by the IDNR Shooting Sports Development Program and the IDNR Safety Education Program. And backed by popular demand this year, husband and wife chainsaw artist Wendy and Mike Rhodes will demonstrate their unique wood carving skills every day of the fair. IDNR fisheries and wildlife staff will host displays and answer questions about fishing and hunting prospects, habitat enhancement programs, and programs that are available to assist private landowners. Visitors to the fisheries tent can try whack-a-mussel, a fun game teaching kids a way to stop aquatic invasive species, and members of the Illinois Bowfishing Association will be available to answer questions and conduct demonstrations of fishing with a bow and arrow. The IDNR Division of Education will host Monarch Mania at Conservation World with displays of live monarch butterflies, offering information about helping monarch survival and providing activities for children. In fact, the first 10,000 families who pledge to plant milkweeds for the monarchs will receive a packet of milkweed seeds. So lots of things happening at the State Fair this year, particularly in Conservation World. And if you are a deer permit fancier or a deer hunter, permit applications will be accepted from August 12th through September 8th for random daily drawings for the 2014 Illinois Firearm and Muzzleloader Deer Permits. For details, check the IDNR website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Hunters may also check on the status of their firearm permit application in the first and second lottery drawings at the same website, which is again www.dnr.illinois.gov. Okay, we're going to take a brief break, come back and look at fishing at Illinois' three large core lakes right after these messages. Okay, we're back, and if you're an angler, you realize that these changes of the weather we've had here, constantly changing weather, in fact, has taken something of a toll on our local fishing. These are smaller bodies of water, and we tend to see more of an impact from weather changes here. Fortunately, the big three reservoirs remain pretty stable. The action there has been pretty good. You might get an off day from here and there, but for the most part, the fishing has been good. In fact, at Carlisle Lake this week, catfish remain very good. Anglers are catching all kinds of catfish here, trot lines, jug fishermen, pull and line anglers, all having success. Commercial catfish baits seem to be working better for the pull and line fishermen. Bait fishermen or bait drifters, they're drifting with bait shrimp, have been productive as well. And trot liners are using leeches and night crawlers. The crappie bite only fair at this time, but still pretty good. They're fishing deeper now, anywhere 6 to 8 foot deeper near structure, and they're back on the brush. And the white bass getting better every day, and they're pretty good right now. They're fishing the humps and flats with cranks and slab spoons coupled with curly tails. In the tailwater, crappie are rated fair. They're seeing some nice crappie coming from the spillway on minnows and tube jigs, and both are producing very good action right now. White bass are rated fair as well. Inline spinners coupled with a curly tail seem to be producing some of the better catches, and we're still hearing of an occasional flathead coming the spillway area. At Wren Lake in the state's southern reaches, more good fishing reported here. The crappie bite remains excellent. I think it has been excellent for the last probably 52 weeks. Who knows? But jigs are working quite well. Quarter ounce pink and white tube jigs seem to be producing good numbers of fish, as well as small and medium minnows. They're fishing the main lake drop-off areas now. Try the Gun Creek area. Shoreline fishermen are fishing the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Branch, Sailboat Harbor, and Markham Coves, as well as the Ina Boat Ramp. Largemouth bass, fair to good right now. Plastic worms, black and blue jigs, spinner baits, all producing fish in the shallow bays near brush cover and bushes. They're also fishing around the bridges and along the rocks. Some of the hot spots lately have been the Jackie Branch, Sandusky Cove, and below the dam, and the channel catfish here also excellent. Excellent catfishing here. Lots of catfish coming in on all types of commercial catfish baits, leeches, night crawlers, and large minnows. Shoreline fishermen are fishing near the Waltonville Dam. You can also catch them near the Turnip Patch, the Jackie Branch, and North Sandusky Day Use areas. Try drifting with bait as well. Drift over the flats with these baits, and you'll catch good numbers of fish too. And at Lake Shelbyville, crappie have been red hot. Lots of crappie coming in here. The core is beginning to pull the lake down to summer pool, and they've slowed down, and this has brought the crappie out of the coves onto the main lake, and they're catching them, lots of fish. Limits are very common here, and they're catching them in a very short time. One right after another is seemingly the case here when you're catching these crappie. The water temperatures have rebounded from 81 to 83, and there's very little rain with watercolor gin clear. This is how the crappie bite as well. Crappie are a sight feeder, and they feed primarily by sight, so they're catching them on minnows just above very thick brush. They're coaxing them to come out and inhale the minnows. And they're also catching good numbers of channel catfish. Even the crappie fishermen are catching channel catfish. It seems like catfish have been a hot ticket at all three Corps of Engineer reservoirs. And the largemouth bass, those too have been producing, particularly in the morning hours. They're getting fair to good action on largemouth bass using a variety of lures, topwater lures, spinner baits, buzz baits, jig and pork combinations, plastic worms, all yielding fairly good numbers of largemouth bass. There's not a whole lot of walleye to report right now from Lake Shelbyville, but that action can change at a moment's notice. So they are still catching some walleye, but not a lot of walleye. So as you can see, we do have good fishing to be had, primarily at the big lakes. Our local lakes will turn on once our weather stabilizes, and I think we'll see some very good fishing there once again as well. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.